Ken, are we looking at what could be a rather large change in the way Michigan approaches welfare or cash assistance, and also maybe an increase in bureaucracy if these programs have to be managed?
Well, there's no question that in the case of drug testing, there has to be a process put in place. In fact, Michigan actually tried to implement drug testing for welfare recipients over 10 years ago. And at that time, a federal court ruled it unconstitutional. So now there has to be a two-step process. And that will involve extra bureaucracy and testing and monitoring, et cetera. I do think the view of Republicans, certainly, and actually some Democrats, because both bills had some Democratic support. The drug testing had more Democratic support than the community service bill. But I think the view is that if you really don't get at some of these behaviors, then you're never really going to instill the kind of mentality that allows people to ultimately get off welfare and be self-sufficient.
Susan, this is happening at the same time as the Michigan unemployment rate is inching upward. What do we take away from this? What does this mean for this session of the legislature?
Well, let's keep in mind that we've had a lot of social services cuts over the last few years. When we've had a Republican legislature and Republican governor, we've seen unemployment benefits get cut down from 26 weeks to 20. We've seen the 48-month cap on welfare benefits. We've seen cuts to various social services programs that, you know, help foster and orphan children in the budget. I think the main argument from Democrats is that a lot of these measures are pretty punitive. They're not going to necessarily save a lot of money. It's trying to send a tough message to people, and frankly, people who are already hurting quite a bit in this economy. And the argument is that maybe we're going a little too far here.
Switching gears, the Mackinac Republican Leadership Conference kicks off this weekend with at least three potential presidential candidates set to speak there. Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin will attend and speak, as will Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky and Governor Bobby Jindal of Louisiana. Ken, what should attendees expect to hear at this year's conference?
Well, this conference is conducted every 2 years in what's called the off year, meaning it's not an election year. I do think the challenge, if you will, to Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly will get a lot of attention and a lot of conversation. I think the issue of the Medicaid expansion, which passed and the governor has signed, that has certainly created a lot of raw nerves among Tea Party folks, and they're going to be talking about that. So I think the real dynamic is the dynamic of the Tea Party impact and influence on the Republican Party.
Susan, we know there's a challenge to Brian Kelly's lieutenant governorship. Could Governor Snyder also be facing a primary challenge if he decides to run for re-election?
Well, you know, we were promised a primary challenge. There's a website, rightmichigan.com, and they kept promising that there was a 95% chance that there would be a very strong challenger. And that all faded away this week. Apparently, they couldn't find anyone. People like as prominent as Mike Cox, you know, weren't even approached to do that. So I'd say right now, if they can't find someone when people in the Tea Party are so upset about things like road funding and the Medicaid expansion, as we get closer to the election, and especially if Mark Schauer, the Democrat, keeps hanging in there, I got to think from a strategic standpoint that the Tea Party is not going to make good on this threat, because that could seriously jeopardize Rick Snyder's chance of being reelected.
We still don't know whether the Tea Party impact or influence is more sound and fury or real action. And I don't think we're going to know until well into next year.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is columnist at MLive.com. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.